Welcome to Becoming a Sleep Consultant. I'm your host, Jane Havens, a certified sleep consultant and founder of both SnoozeFest by Jane Havens and Center for Pediatric Sleep Management. On this podcast, I'll be discussing the business side of sleep consulting. You'll have an insider's view on launching, growing, and even scaling a sleep consulting business. This is not a podcast about sleep training. This is a podcast about business building and entrepreneurship. Janae is a mom of seven children and certified postpartum doula, pediatric sleep consultant, and lactation educator counselor. She is the owner of The Night Mommy and supports postpartum families both in person in North County, San Diego, California, and virtually all over the world. Janae is passionate about the importance of adequate sleep for parents and their children and the benefits of full night of sleep brings emotionally and physically to their families, especially in the fourth trimester.
Janae, welcome back to the Becoming a Sleep Consultant podcast. I'm so thrilled to have you back on the show today.
Oh, Jane, it's so great to see you again. Thank you for having me back. I'm happy to be here.
Of course. Before we get started, since it's been a minute, would you share a bit about yourself and your career as both a doula and now a sleep consultant?
Yes, I would love to. So I have been a postpartum doula now for going on 6 years. And once I started supporting families, it was very, very instant that I knew this was literally what I was meant to be doing. And I also found that things that I wasn't really expecting happened, like as far as the bonds that were made with the moms and the clients. I kind of had always joked before I even knew what a postpartum doula was that if I could find a way to get paid holding and snuggling newborns, that would be like my dream job. And so I kind of honestly went into it a little bit with that in as a goal, but ended up forming, you know, these amazing bonds and relationships with my clients, the moms. And so I also found though that when I started supporting clients, the two areas that really kept coming up where clients needed extra support was in lactation and then sleep. So I became a certified lactation educator soon after becoming a doula because I breastfed all seven of my kids and thankfully, you know, had an easy time doing it each time. And so I really thought I knew a lot about breastfeeding and I found that a lot of my clients, you know, had struggles and I wanted to be able to support them better. And then I, soon after that, decided to add sleep consulting to my business as well.
And so you enrolled in CPSM, I looked back, in October of 2021. I'm wondering, look, like you sort of explained that sleep was an area of concern or like a high need for your clients, but what made you really feel like you wanted to dive in and like actually get certified to be a sleep consultant rather than just like, you know, grabbing a book or reading online a little bit? What made you think that you actually wanted to get this higher level of education?
Yeah. So I had started my business as a postpartum doula, you know, on my own. When I first became a doula, I was working with an agency. And so when I went out on my own, I was finding myself being, you know, booked out and having to turn away potential clients because I'm only one person. And when you have, you know, families with due dates that are around the same time and you can't be in two places at one time, I wanted to be able to scale my business and also be able to support my clients better with sleep. And also I was finding that not only were these families asking about their newborn or what to expect down the road with as their baby got older, but a lot of them had toddlers that were going through things, you know, with sleep. And they would, you know, bring it up a lot of the times when I'd be there, or they'd make jokes like the newborn's not that hard at night. It's, you know, it's the 2-year-old or the 3-year-old. And so I just felt like it would be also a way that I could have this relationship with my clients beyond the time that I was with them as a doula.
Yeah. So can you speak to a little bit what it looks like for you to support families? It sounds like you're doing virtual sleep consulting, but then you're also using your skills as a sleep consultant when you're in person as a postpartum doula. Can you touch on both of those things a little bit?
Definitely. So I get referrals sometimes from my postpartum doula clients. They will tell a friend, you know, that about their experience with having me as their doula, and I will be supporting those clients just virtually with sleep consulting. I've also had a lot of my doula clients reach out to me months down the road, you know, after I've stopped supporting them as their doula, you know, because now baby's going through the 8-month sleep regression, or again, the toddler's still not sleeping well. And so they reach out to me and I am able to support them virtually, which it's really nice because I, again, form such these special bonds and relationships with my clients. And so whenever that time of in-person support kind of comes to an end, a lot of times we both feel like we're not ready for it to be over. And so I love that even though it may be time for that part of our relationship, our journey to end, the sleep consulting, the fact that it is done virtually does allow me to continue to support their family well beyond those first 12 weeks postpartum.
Yeah, and I would imagine like oftentimes you're booked out several months in advance. So you're working with one family, you move on to another family, you move on to another family. If you're sort of booked solid, your only option for supporting someone is virtual sleep consulting if you're already booked with a client postpartum. So it allows you to sort of stack your work a little bit.
Exactly. I actually had a first happen just a couple weeks ago. So typically what happens is, you know, I support them first as their doula in person. And then a lot of times months down the road, or even sometimes a year later, they'll reach out wanting sleep consulting. But I recently had a client who she had seen a recommendation for me or as a postpartum doula in a Facebook moms group. And this was maybe about a year and a half to 2 years ago that she first reached out, and she just had questions. She already had two boys at the time who were small. And she just had questions because she and her husband were toying with the idea of adding a third. And she wanted to know, you know, kind of what it looks like to have overnight support, and asked about kind of my availability and everything. And then we had a great conversation. You know, I had never really spoke to somebody with that wasn't even pregnant yet asking about my services. But anyway, fast forward, she reached out again to let me know that they were trying and wanted to kind of see what my availability would be like in the future. And then I got the text from her when she found out she was pregnant, and she was so excited and literally booked my services. Like, I think it was the day she found out that she was pregnant. But she's not due until July, this coming July of 2024. And so she reached out and said, can we meet in person? Cause I'd love to meet you, you know, in person before the baby comes. So we met for coffee, and we're having a great conversation. And she had brought up the fact that both of her boys, you know, she and her husband were having to fall asleep in the room with them. Her husband was sleeping on a very uncomfortable mattress or sometimes on the floor between the boys. And they're 5 and 3. And she had a question for me about, you know, what does it look like for you when you're here doing an overnight for the newborn? And like, if the toddler wakes up, you know, and she said she and her husband were really nervous about what it's going to look like when they add a newborn with these sleep issues, because none of them were getting good sleep at all. I mean, the 5-year-old was waking up multiple times a night, and if dad wasn't in the room still, he'd be crying out for them, or he'd come into their room crying, a lot of times waking up the little brother, who is actually a better sleeper. And she just said, you know, we're really nervous that he's going to do the same with the newborn, and that we're going to really, you know, not be, none of us are going to be getting good sleep. So I casually said, you know, yeah, it's a good idea to kind of get that under control now, because in my experience, when you have the baby come home, sometimes toddlers, older siblings, they go through a hard time with that adjustment. And so there is that possibility it could get worse, you know, and you don't want to be trying to make big changes to where they might associate it with the new sibling. And later that day, she reached out to me and said that she had talked to her husband, and they were like, absolutely right, we need to get this under control. So they booked my support. And within 3 days, they had the boys sleeping in separate bedrooms, falling asleep in their own beds, in their own rooms. And I think she believed in me, because obviously she had wanted to hire me and did hire me as her doula. And I told her I could help with this situation, but I don't think they believed it could happen as quickly as it did. And it just felt so amazing to be able to support their family, you know, ahead of time. And I still have this time to look forward to this summer when their third baby comes home. And I'm just so proud for their family that they got sleep to a completely different place. And really, it has changed so much for their family, you know, so that they don't have to be so nervous about bringing the newborn home.
What an incredible story. Like, you weren't even their doula yet.
Exactly.
Like usually it probably happens the other way around, right? Like usually you support them with their newborn and you're there for a couple of weeks or a couple of months, and you phase yourself out, and then they circle back around later. And this time it was the other way around. I love that. That's such an awesome story. And they're going to trust you. They're going to trust you implicitly. I mean, not that your other clients don't. I would imagine just from knowing you over the years, I think you exude this sense of like trustworthiness. I don't know any other way to say it. Like you're as a mom of seven, and like you've been through it before, and you're obviously very good at what you do. People just feel comfortable with you. It's definitely a strength of yours. And now I think you've just like kicked that up a notch for this family, because, you know, if you could get their 3 and 5 year old sleeping independently after just a few nights, then, you know, I think that they're going to feel so confident about this new baby arriving. I just love that.
I do too. And I think it was a good experience for me too, because I sort of have gotten into my comfort zone with, I mostly do work, you know, with newborns, obviously, but even with sleep training, it tends to be babies, you know, between like 4 and 6 months that I'm mostly doing sleep training with. And I don't really get a lot of toddlers. And so I was a little bit scared to take it on. I mean, I knew when she was telling me, it was like, I know I can get this to a better place than what you guys are experiencing right now. But it was, it definitely, you know, kind of pushed me out of my comfort zone with smaller babies. And it was so much fun, because with toddlers, there's just so many different, you know, things that you can do. I love your idea of, you know, sending the video, which I did make a video to them, for the boys, and ask them, you know, if you guys sleep through the night, will you send me a picture tomorrow? You know, give me a thumbs up so that I can celebrate you. And they did. And oh my gosh, getting that picture in the morning, the first night that they both slept in their beds in their own rooms, I was just like, I couldn't have been more proud of them, and I've never even met them. So it's amazing.
It's great. I'm glad that you got to experience that. When I first started my journey as a sleep consultant, I also primarily worked with babies. It was just, first of all, I think what was coming my way as a young mom with little kids myself. And then also it was my comfort zone. Like, I had sleep trained my own kids when they were, you know, 4 months old. So I was comfortable with infants, and the idea of supporting, you know, a family with a 2-year-old that had a kid in a bed rather than a crib, that was very overwhelming to me in the beginning when I was first getting started. Now it's absolutely my preference to work with older children. I think it is so much fun helping these parents to feel empowered to sort of take back the reins on bedtime and what sleep looks like in their homes. I always tell parents, you know, when your 2-year-old or your 3-year-old is in charge of what bedtime looks like, usually it's not very good, right? So we want parents to be in charge of what bedtime looks like and really empowering parents to feel comfortable with that being okay, you know, for whatever reason, they're so uncomfortable with that sometimes. And empowering parents that like, it's okay to be in charge of your own house, right? Like your 2.5-year-old is not the boss of your household and they can have choices in a lot of areas. There's a lot of things that we can give them autonomy over, but like sleep is not one of them. Right. Yeah. And it's so empowering.
And to remind the parents, you know, of what their child is capable. I think I see this a lot with parents where, you know, they get into situations that they never were intending to, like whether it's co-sleeping or, you know, dad is sleeping in another room for months and months at a time because the baby ends up in bed with mom and mom's nursing all night. And they're realizing, you know, it's affecting their marriage. It's affecting so many different areas of their lives. And with older kids, you know, a 5-year-old, it's like he was not getting the sleep that he needed and it was affecting, you know, him emotionally. And so I think, to remind them that we can make this a positive thing. So I think they were sort of looking at it as sometimes parents do, where it was like something they were doing to him if they were to start setting boundaries. And I just really came in with them and went alongside them and said, you know, we're going to make this a totally positive thing. We're going to make this a fun thing. We're going to remind these boys, you know, that they're capable of this. And I think it was really a neat experience for them as parents to see, like, they can do it. You know, they did it. So
that's incredible. A good reminder. I love that. Let's go back to the newborns for a second. When you, and maybe this has evolved a little bit, like thinking back to like 2021 all the way to now, I'm sure it's maybe a little bit more second nature for you now. But when you first started, when you were doing your postpartum doula work and you had just gotten your sleep consultant certification, what sorts of things were you integrating into your work as a doula that maybe were different or new? And now I'm sure it's like you don't even think about it. But in the beginning, were there things that you like added into your practice as just sort of like common practice to get these babies set up for success that you weren't doing before?
Definitely. I think before, you know, a lot of time it was mainly just the parents' goal was to get as much sleep as they could while I was there overnight. And there wasn't really a lot of conversation about the daytime. Obviously I would ask, you know, how was your day today? Or occasionally get a text, you know, about how the day was going, or if they were in a rough spot, they would ask for advice. But I think now it's just, like you said, second nature. I go in and I let them know, you know, if your goal is to have the baby sleeping as many hours as possible, by the time I am no longer here, then it's really important that daytime sleep, you know, what you do during the day is going to set you up for that success. And so that is definitely something that we talk about right off the bat. And, you know, and also making sure that we're on the same page. So a lot of my clients, you know, they don't have 7 nights of care. They have maybe 3 to 5 nights that I'm there, and then they have some nights that they're not. And so I always like to keep them really updated about what things I do at night as far as the sleep shaping, so that they are doing the same on the nights that I'm not there. And I think too, sometimes in the beginning, maybe if a baby was really fussy or something, you know, you end up holding them. And I just really know as a parent, it's like, I can't do these things that they are not sustainable for them on the nights I'm not there. And so, you know, just really trying to give the newborn those opportunities to fall asleep on their own, after they've been fed, rather than just holding them to sleep or holding them while they sleep, because, you know, for most families that I support, that is not sustainable for them on the nights I'm not there or after I'm no longer, you know, physically supporting them. And so, yeah, it's, I would say it's a lot of newborn sleep shaping, but also educating them about what things they can do during the daytime to set them up and their baby up for success overnight.
Yeah. I would imagine like I'm not there with you, but I feel like I know what you're doing. And I feel like you're probably doing a lot of like crib side soothing and like yes. the shimmy of the chest a little
exactly.
bit, right?
The heavy hand,
the stroking, the stroking down the forehead to the nose
yes.
and really showing parents that like every time a baby squeals, it doesn't necessarily mean that they need to be fed or held. Not that you can't, that they shouldn't be fed and held, they should, but meeting
yes.
their actual needs and supporting them to learn to be comfortable. I always talk about like horizontal naps, right? Like
mm-hmm.
when your baby can sleep horizontally in their bassinet or crib during the day, then they're better positioned to do that same position overnight, stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
It's so cute. One of the dads of one of the families I supported, he calls the soothing techniques that you just described, he calls it the Janae way. Like, so I thought that was really cute because, you know, they would sometimes go like, what did you do? Because in the morning, you know, if they're asking how the night went and I'm telling them, you know, oh, well, he slept from, you know, this time to this time. And then they have a night where I'm not there. And then the next time they see me, it's like, what did you do? Like, how did you make that happen? And so I love to, you know, educate my clients and show them so that they feel empowered to do those things again, when I'm not there, and help boost their confidence, especially first time parents. And so, I think it's great for them to be able to see that their baby can fall asleep on their own and see the connection that most times they sleep better when they've fallen asleep on their own in their sleep space rather than, you know, being transferred there. And so, yeah, it's all of those tips that are so valuable. And honestly, I wish I knew when I had my babies.
Yeah. What about when you're going on interviews with prospective clients? Are you now leaning much more heavily on your expertise in sleep to sort of articulate your value as a postpartum doula?
Yeah, I've been so fortunate that my business really, really has grown, and it's mostly going that way based on referrals. So it makes it so easy. I mean, honestly, I would say over the past year, I don't have to go on many interviews anymore with prospective clients because I'm getting prospective clients that reach out to me and they're just like,
they just want to book you as fast as possible.
We want to hire you.
Yeah. Before somebody else scoops you up.
Exactly. Like you were my friend's doula or my neighbor or my coworker. And she said, you know, we have to get you when we announced we were pregnant. And so, I don't really go on that many interviews anymore. A lot of it just happens over the phone. They reach out and say, we're interested. And, you know, sometimes it does come up with when they're asking if they're unsure of what exactly it looks like to have overnight support. A lot of times I will let them know that that is a skill set that I bring to the table, you know, that I can help them. And I let them know that a lot of the families I do support overnight see their babies, you know, around 8 weeks sleeping through the night or maybe only waking for one feed. So it's definitely, you know, a bonus for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And what about goals for the future? Like if you're already sort of booked solid, how do you see your business growing in the coming years? Or maybe you're happy with where it is now, but I'm wondering if you envision yourself wanting to do even more virtually. I know you said you're supporting,
yes.
I think like 5-ish families a month virtually, which is not nothing. Like that's definitely a handful.
Yes.
Is that how you see yourself growing your business in the future?
Yeah, I actually would love to do a digital course so that I can help more families that, you know, maybe can't afford to do one-on-one support, but still want to have the benefits of, you know, the knowledge and the tips and have that as a resource to them. So that's something that I have as a goal. And I would love to be able to kind of expand my business as far as maybe bringing somebody or a team on to do a little bit more of the in-person work so that I can do more of the consulting. And I'm finding that I really, really, I love it so much. And the fact that I am able to support more families that way virtually than I can in person. So those are a few goals that I have for sure.
I think that those things will happen for you. I also can envision you doing, I don't know if you've thought about this, but like group coaching. I think since so many of your clients come to you by way of referral, everybody that hires you has six friends that would also love your help at the same time, right? And maybe you could set up sort of a group coaching program, whether it be in person or virtual, and having sort of like little village support sessions.
I think that
I think that would work really well for your audience that's mostly referral based. Before we wrap up, share where people can learn more about you. I know you have a really impressive social media account that's sort of really exploding right now, which is really exciting. So share your Instagram and anything else that you want to share with our listeners.
Thank you. So yes, you can find me at The Night Mommy on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok. I'm trying to get on TikTok a little bit more than I am now. Thankful that I have kids in their 20s and teenagers that
they can teach you,
guiding me through that. But yeah, so at The Night Mommy is my handle on those accounts. And then my website is www.thenightmommy.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much for taking the time to have this conversation with me today. It's so nice to see you in person. I feel like we haven't been on Zoom together face to face in a while. It's been too long. So it's really great to see you, and congrats on all of your success. And
I am
here cheering you on always. You know that.
Thank you, Jane. I appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Becoming a Sleep Consultant podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, it would mean so much to me if you would rate, review, and subscribe. When you rate, review, and subscribe, this helps the podcast reach a greater audience. I am so grateful for your support. If you would like to learn more about how you can become a certified sleep consultant, head over to my Facebook group, Becoming a Sleep Consultant, or to my website, thecpsm.com. Thanks so much, and I hope you will tune in for the next episode.